Hey, hey, this is Idle Inspiration, the podcast about finding our next favorite role-playing game or building it. My name is Caleb.
I'm David.
The guest you've all been waiting for, Alyssa.
And we have Alyssa on to talk about play-by posts. So Alyssa called them something different when we were talking about it the other day. What did you call them again, Alyssa?
Line-by-lines.
Line-by-lines.
Interesting. I've never heard that.
I will say that the official Wikipedia article is called play by posts. So I'm right. No. But yeah, I'm okay, sure people call them different things.
We used to call them to say like one or two sentences, like, so it's a line. And then sometimes we would call them paragraph by paragraph.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because what we do on Discord really is different. Like the play by posts I've done, they're on forums, on websites with pages. Right. You go back and forth with a group of people in that page, and then you might have three or four of those going at once for the same play by post. And you're posting forum posts. That's why it's called that. So really what we do in Discord is more of like basically just writing a narrative line by line almost. I've never heard of a line by line, but I also think that that's probably a different concept than what I was used to anyways.
Yeah, there's definitely lots of variations on this for sure.
For sure, yeah.
To give like a base description for people who don't know what we're talking about, I'll just read off this Wikipedia article. And my wife is delivering a smoothie. Thank you. You're the best.
What else is new?
She is the best. Okay, so Wikipedia says, a play-by-post role-playing game is an online text-based role-playing game in which players interact with each other and a predefined environment via text. It is a subset of the online role-playing community, which caters to both gamers and creative writers. Play-by-post games may be based on other role-playing games, blah, 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 blah. This activity is closely related to both interactive fiction and collaborative writing. Compared to other role-playing game formats, this type tends to have the loosest rule sets. There are lots of people who play this sort of thing without really any rules, except for whatever who was the game master or whatever, like defines and referees. What we are doing currently is like just playing the Burning Wheel, except via text. There are a lot of people who just like want to role play kind of freeform and just talk back and forth. And that is a slightly, it's definitely related, but it's slightly different from like actually playing a role playing game via text.
Both of the play by post things that I was heavily involved in were, they had systems for rules and there were moderators that you could contact if there was a problem, but there was no GM. No one watched your threads unless there was a problem and you need to watch it. And most of the interactions were just between players. And, you know, if your sheet said you had this stat and my sheet had that stat, then we were expected to believably interact with that in our fiction. And that was, yeah, there were no dice mechanics, nothing like that. But there were rules, obviously, but it wasn't anything like a tabletop role-playing game system, really, beyond being like, yes, seriously, you have 10 strength. But
ours was very free forming. So like it was mostly just like our website was a forum where it was all just like our friends would just be part of it. And if somebody wanted to start a story, they would bring forth a plot, like a basic plot point. Like one of them was like, we're playing like Pirates of the Caribbean. And then they would have like a character profile, like like very basic, like name, gender, age, basic personality, and that was it. And then like that's what you had to go off of in like the very beginning. Okay. And then you just like, and then you would just start posting like line by line. And the idea behind line by line was that you don't post too much because you have to give the other person a chance to respond. That was really our only other rule.
That makes sense. Calling it a line by line, because it's like you have to go line by line.
That's really funny because ours had the opposite. They had a character requirement. You had to write at least 250 words or you couldn't post it because it wasn't long enough. And that was because usually you had like a 24-hour, 48-hour cycle. So like you had to post once every 24 hours, once every 48 hours. Otherwise, people would skip you. And it was basically like a turn thing. And you could do it, you know, a bunch in one day if you were all around. But they wanted to make sure that when you were posting, there was something there for other people to work off of, because
instead of just,
they might be waiting 48 hours for you to do it.
He waved.
So you had a character requirement instead of a maximum. It's really funny.
I think the only one that I did that's not like a Burning Wheel play by post in the style that we currently do. Mm. I don't know if you remember this, David. We did one with Trevor Sigmund a long time ago. On Facebook.
We barely did one.
Yeah, it was very, very brief, but we had this idea. It was like a kind of multiverse thing where all of us got to play characters from whatever fictional universe we decided.
Connor was a Mistborn.
Connor was a Mistborn, exactly, yeah.
Before any of us knew what that was.
Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to explain Allomancy as he was using it. And we're like, what do you mean you push off of the roof? What's happening?
Why did you capitalize that word?
It's pretty funny.
But I played a character from the Bulgariad, and we basically, it was like, we're all called to this multiverse rift place that connects all the worlds, and we're being given a mission to do something. And yeah, we just kind of dinked around in a conference room introducing our characters, and then everyone would be on it. So
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the ones we do currently are in Discord. We did do one, me and David and Carly, a little while ago, that was on the Roll20 forums. Like, we had a Roll20 game for it, and then just under the forum post that you can post attached to that game, we did what would be the kind, it's like the proto version of what we're doing now with the Discord. Mm-hmm. We're going back and forth, rolling and writing fiction. But I'm really happy and satisfied with the Discord games we're doing right now. We found a really good flow. Especially Burning Wheel. I think Burning Wheel lends itself to this style of thing really well, because it is so narratively focused. There's not a whole lot of like crunchy rule combat things. Like, we don't have to ever do the fight rules with this if we don't want to, right? And you know, characters can be in separate places. That's not really a big deal. It's very, it lends itself a little bit more flexibility than like trying to do a standard Dungeons and Dragons campaign or something similar.
Yeah, that'd be very difficult to do.
It would be a lot more difficult, especially with the lag on posts that we oftentimes have when people are busy or whatever. Mm-hmm. It definitely has, I've thought it worked really well.
And I'm currently, traditional combat systems would, you can't do that in play by post. That
right. Take forever. Not very anyway.
Yeah, it would take ages. Like, instead of it being an hour for your turn, it would be like a week for your turn.
Yeah.
And it would not go well. Yeah. I'm sure it's been done, and I'm sure you can do it, especially if you have a very active posting schedule. Yep. But yeah, that would be difficult.
I can't imagine having to roll every single time you want to do something, though, because like, that's right. What's nice about the Burning Wheel is that it's like, you have conversation and it leads up to something
big. Yeah, as opposed to, I look at him, I guess I need to make a perception check.
And you know, actually, I did do one of these in Pathfinder, not Pathfinder, Starfinder, the sci-fi version. And that was my experience, that I did not remember what was happening in combat. Literally, I showed up, I looked at the map that the guy had, and I did what I would do. Just, you know, I made up a new plan based on what I was just looking at. I posted that. And that was my only interaction with it, because it was just so, there was just so much time between.
Yeah.
Posts, I think that Burning Wheel specifically, because it has so much weight on each roll, really does a good job of facilitating this kind of stuff.
For sure. Let's I'm curious to get into the dirty details of all this. Alyssa, do you want to tell us your story here? You have a fun story about
I came to Jesus because of Line by Lines.
Yes, there you go. That's what I was looking for. That's the pitch.
That you all need to play play by post, because it will bring people closer to Jesus.
I see. Yeah. I'm just curious how
that wasn't my experience, just so
it wasn't.
Away.
There was not, I mean, maybe not, although I don't know. There was a lot of drama involved in some of that, and some of them.
Yep.
Not around me or anyone I was hanging out with, but you know,
just witnessing it. Yeah.
So I mean, basically when I was like 13, 14, I decided that I was an atheist who hated God, which is kind of a, you know. It's a contradiction in and of itself, but I was just, you know, being moody teenager, hated God, hated life. And my best friend Olivia was like, you know, constantly praying for me, constantly inviting me to church. And I was like, no, I don't want to go. That's stupid. And she was like, well, hey, you know, it's like during summer school, like we're taking summer school right before we go to high school. And she was like, hey, like me and my brother do this like play by post thing where we like you know, we invent characters and we do this thing. That was the summer that the last Harry Potter book came out. So like talking about narratives was like nice. All in right now.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, so she was like, yeah, you should like join. Let me see if you can like join. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And honestly, I think I'm a pretty terrible writer right now. I was so bad back then. Literally my line by lines consisted of blank says quote. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That was what it consisted of. But you know, it got my foot in the door. And so it was a really small group too. There was only like 10 of us on the forum, but we'd play like 3 or 4 stories at once. And so
if it makes you feel any better, most professional writers just say what they say and then says, comma. So-and-so says.
He said.
They just invert the order of what you were doing. So really, exactly. You were pretty close.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Are you saying I could be a professional now?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm sure you do better than a lot of people.
Honestly, yeah. Given the schlock that is on Amazon constantly, yeah, probably.
Probably.
They can do it. Anyone can.
But it got my love of writing started, yes. You know, where like now I feel like I'm at least, you know, half decent. I'm good enough to at least teach it, because, you know, I teach it to middle schoolers now. But
oh, there you go.
I have to be at least half decent, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I got my love of writing started. And, you know, I didn't know any of these people online, but Olivia knew all of them, my best friend. She either knew them, and she knew most of them from church, because the guy who started the forums, she knew from church. He was like friends with her brother, and he was 2 years older than us. And she's like, well, you know, if you want to meet him, you should come to church with me. And I was like, meet cute boy at church, mystery boy at church? That sounds great. I met him and I was kind of disappointed with what he looks like. I'm not going to lie. But he knows the story. So it's fine. Brennan Henry, if you're watching, love you, bro.
But exactly like that.
Exactly. Oh, like that. He's happily married with a kid. He's fine. Yeah. But anyways, so that got my foot in the door to church. And as I kept playing and whatnot, I kept going to church and hanging out with those people, and eventually, you know, came to accept Jesus. And, you know, I mean, and looking back, you know, it was clear God was pursuing me for all those years, but, you know, that kind of is what led me to that. And so yeah, and then drama kind of ensued in the group. That website blew up.
Oh no.
Olivia tried to start a new one. So the website was called Masters of the Arts. I remember it specifically called the Masters MOA. Of the Masters of the Arts. I don't think you could find it anymore.
Probably
it's destroyed.
Not. Yeah.
But then Olivia tried starting a new website called Scarlet Letter. I don't think it exists anymore. I think she took it down.
That's an interesting reference to make. Okay.
Scarlet, or did I say Scarlet Letter? I meant Scarlet Ribbon. Scarlet Ribbon. Okay.
Much
Scarlet
less Ribbon. Concerning. Thank you.
Much
for that.
Less concerning. Scarlet Ribbon is what she called it. And so she became like the main moderator for it. And that we had that going for about a year. So yeah, I did them for about 2 years. Mm. I still have some of my stories saved on like a random Google Doc and Google Drive.
Nice.
I don't think I haven't read them in years, but I'm a little scared to. but it got my love of like writing and my love, and what I now realize is my love of role play. You know, and I didn't realize it until years later when I finally found D&D that's what that was. So yeah, that's kind of my story. But yeah, we did that for about 2 years, and yeah, I really loved it. So then when Caleb was like, hey, we should do play by post, I was like, Caleb, you're speaking my love language right now.
And that's why Alyssa's in 2 of them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also in Josh's.
Oh, that's
which
true. Yeah.
We're not really doing that one anymore, but yeah, I was in that one for a really long time too. So, and now it works well for me because there's not that time constraint, which is really nice. So that's something that I really have enjoyed. And I've really enjoyed learning the burning wheel through the format that we're using, and I'm trying to get Olivia now to do something like that with me. So that's my story.
Love it. It is really interesting to see how like different people come to role-playing games at different angles. Right, like there's always like I probably came to it from like through stories too, because my dad just like was like, yeah, let's tell a story and we have these miniatures and we're gonna like mess around and I'll be the game master. But like, I know you, David, you kind of came to it through games, like the more game part of it, as opposed to like the role-playing part of it. So it's just fun to be like, everyone finds their finds their home in role-playing games.
I was just telling somebody that when we did that last session of Savage Tide, which had been, you know, like 10 years after we started technically, and my character was chained up to the wall and Seth walked up to him and I opened my mouth to speak as Daedalus and I was like, I don't know what, I've been playing this character for technically 10 years and I don't know what this character sounds like or how he talks or what
he'd
say.
Because when we started that game, none of us had any character voices. We were just like messing around. Yeah.
And even though my character was the plus 20 diplomacy talking character, and I would just say, I want to try and keep him from jumping off the roof, and then I would roll, and that's that was my role play. Yes, like you said, I came at it from more game perspective, especially at the beginning.
Yeah, listen, that was our first campaign that we like our long running campaign we did together, and it's the Savage Tide,
right,
like that we're running right now for Terra Invicta. So yeah,
yep,
yeah. So play by post, I really enjoy the format. Especially these days, one of the reasons I started the We Below, which is the first one we started here, which it's been like 2 years now, I think, basically since we started.
Yeah, it was before that because it was before William was born.
2 years and some change, yeah. Basically, I wanted to do more writing, but found it very difficult. Because I was constantly thinking about role-playing game campaigns that I was running. And I was like, here we go. I'll force myself to think about more role-playing game campaigns. And this time I'll have to write. So honestly, like in the last 2 years, I've probably done the most writing I've ever done in my life just because of these play by posts. I'm always trying to take the opportunity. And this is one of the things this Wikipedia article points out is like it's very closely related to this idea of like collaborative writing and interactive fiction. Like people come to this because they want to do writing and not necessarily just like play role playing games, right. Or just, you know, have a conversation, creative writers. This is like an output for them to be able to like write constantly and have feedback. I really like the collaborative nature of it. I also really like kind of playing editor a little bit. And when I write the session docs up of like, here's our chapter and I'll go through and be like, you know, like maybe I found like continuity error or whatever, and I try to keep it all consistent. But it's super fun. I really like putting these together. I really like the way that it like kind of stretches creative writing muscles. It's a different way of coming at Burning Wheel games because before that, right, we basically just did them in person, and the scenes, you know, feel different when you're having to do it in person and you have a particular time constraint there. Whereas with these ones, we've been able to do like really kind of long scenes, really large establishing shots, spend a lot of time just chatting. You really take our time just kind of filling out the world really slowly, which has been a lot of fun and has given me so many notes and things that I can like reference very easily with Control F, as opposed to having to re-listen to the same episodes 3,000 times to remember what was happening in the game. Yeah. But I really like that juxtaposition there. I'm really enjoying myself as a game master. I may have bitten off more than I can chew by having like 7 games currently running or whatever. But
who would have told you that?
I know. But hey, I am enjoying myself, so we're gonna keep doing it.
I'm worried about. It's your beautiful wife that I worry about.
Yes, fair enough. Don't worry. I am ensuring that there's ever been a point where I've let the play by posts get in the way of that's something that I usually let go on the back burner rather than,
That's sort of the nice thing about them is they're generally low pressure.
I was going to say the one where, the other one that I'm running that neither of you two are in, the other two I'm running, you both are in, we're doing Ballad of the Burnished Brass. Ballad of Burnished Brass is the name of it. And it's like in that, I don't know if I told you about this, David, but it's in the Clockwork world.
Yes.
But like in the past where they still have, anyway, it's not Wild West. It's like kind of Renaissance-y. They're on a ship. I'm putting together the session doc for that right now. And it's been interesting because that one is not as like with ours that we've been doing like everyone's kind of in a different place doing their own thing, having seen separately. This one has been, everyone has been in the same place for most of the game. And I don't know what it was. These players just are a lot more free, or they are a little very obsessed with this first session or something. I'm at 160 pages on this session doc and I'm about halfway done.
Oh my gosh.
He wrote so much in this first chapter of the game. It's been wild, but it's a blast. I'm really, really enjoying all these. So what do you guys, what are things that jump out to you that you just like enjoy about the style, the format, the games we've done so far, or, you know, experience you had in the past? Anything particular you can jump at? That, like, if someone was like, one needed to be convinced to do this sort of thing, like, what would you point out that you like?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I really enjoyed with the ones I did on in the past, and I mean, also for the ones we're doing now, except that I already knew the people coming into it mostly, whereas the ones I've done in the past, for one, they have very large fan bases or user bases compared to, like, you know, we have like five people, they would be like,
yeah,
you know,
500.
A large one would be like a couple hundred probably. Yeah. And so, you know, you're moving around between a lot of different people, but they have Discord channels where you talk. And so you're getting to know a community there, and they're all there because they like the same thing enough that they wanted to write fiction in it in their free time. Right. So it's like you automatically have an in, right. And so it's really fun just getting to them. Obviously, like I said, I already knew the people in the one that we're doing currently, but, yeah, I that was probably one of the most fun things, and just getting to see everybody's, you know, characters introduced, sort of. I mean, you have no idea who they are until you're role playing with them, right? Usually it was a lot of fun. The two that I did were one was Fire Emblem Three Houses. So a bunch of people from different countries come to the same school to learn how to be, you know,
Fire Emblem
warriors, characters. Basically, right? Yeah. That one was really fun. And the other one I did was My Hero Academia. Both of those were a lot of fun. The one thing I will say, if you're getting into it, you want to be careful with, is I would get into a bunch of threads, at least the way I did it, right? Where you would be interacting with certain characters in a certain sort of, like, you'd come up with an idea, not like quite like what Alyssa was saying in this case. Instead of being like Pirates of the Caribbean would be the whole site. And then you'd be like, okay, we're going to be on this ship doing this thing. And that's what the thread is about, right? Just a little more focused in that way. And if you took on too many of those threads, I think what would happen is you would be working on them for a while, then a couple of them would stall out. And then I would be like, okay, I don't want to start new threads, because if these threads start back up, I'll be swamped. And so I would just kind of like slowly run out of things to do on it, because the threads would slow down, as they often do. And I didn't want to take on new ones. So I would just keep track of sort of where you're at, how many threads you're in, if that's the kind of thing you're in, and try and also look for new ones when those go dry, because it's pretty common that threads, at least in the ones that I've been in, didn't conclude, right? They're just kind of, you're just kind of playing, and then people go on to other stuff, and you're like, okay, well, I guess this one's wrapped up. But that's kind of one of the nice things about the Discord thing we're doing, is that it is a little more focused, and because you're not just doing random scenes, you're actually kind of driving towards a general idea, even if it's just your beliefs and goals, right, for the characters. It's a lot more cohesive, and there's a lot less trailing off and not finishing a scene and all that kind of stuff.
A guy named Josh in chat says, Caleb, I like the shape of your head. Thank you, random chatter. Appreciate it. I like the shape of my head, too. Yeah, there you go.
What a very interesting.
I thought that was too good to not put in this episode.
There you go.
Oh, what about you, Alyssa?
Like, what would I say to somebody if I was trying to convince them to do this?
Yeah, like, what are some of the reasons that you stuck around and loved doing them, beyond the stuff, where anything else you can think of besides the stuff we've already talked about?
Yeah. I mean, specifically what I love about what we're doing with the Discord is I do love that we have a role-playing system behind it. I think that is important, because, you know, when we were doing line by line, what I called line by lines, you know, and you were just given a very basic you know, thing. You could have all the characters there at the same time. You could have some side conversations and stuff. But there was no real, and because there was no like dungeon master or GM or whatever, there was no real goal. It was just strictly improv where, you know, it would lead to some really fun stories and fun moments and things, but there was also no success or failure things. So it was just whatever you guys agreed on, you know, that's what would happen. So like we'd have like side chats, you know, about like, hey, like, I really think that my character should win this fight. What do you think? But like, there was no real clear, like, yeah, I don't know, rules about that. And so I think personally, like what I've really enjoyed about this is that is having a character with goals and having, you know, somebody who has created this world and knows what's going on and for me to interact with. And I mean, play by post have taught me a lot specifically about perspective and how like a character interacts in the world. Because when I first started Line by Lines, you know, and I would have a scene with somebody, right, my character would say something and then I'd have in my mind what they were going to say back. And then when it was totally the opposite, I'd be like, what the heck, you know? So
it's the best part about role playing in general, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was frustrating to me at first because I was like, I know how like I would react, but you're totally taking it a different way.
It's kind of amplified with play by post too, because like you have you have time to think about what the response might be, right? You're just kind of stewing on, and you're like, yeah, I'm excited for this. They're gonna say this, and then we're gonna do this, and then it's, it completely derails it, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but I appreciated that because that actually helped with my writing later on where I was like, you know, because the problem was that my characters would never have conflict because they just agree with whatever my character said. you know, or they would disagree because they're the evil one. You know, it's like, well, okay, you know, not good.
Disagree.
So one of the reasons I really love Play by Post is, like Caleb said, really that I love the collaborative storytelling. Yeah. Like, to me, that's just, I mean, and plus you get to meet new people and friends through it. If you don't do it with people you know, but doing it with people you know too is really, for me, it's been a lot of fun as well. And
well, and we've had like, you know, groups where we don't all know each other to the same amount too, and so we're getting to like it's been fun to see you and Jason interact on the on the
some guy who I literally live like I think an hour away. You so know, funny. Something like that, which is really funny to me, but you know, it's just kind of one of those things where you'd meet people that you never think you'd meet, and then and then you get to tell this beautiful story together where, you know, the possibilities are just totally endless and you can be who you want to be, you know, obviously with, you know, we have our own certain morals and values with that, but, and that's something that I've really appreciated about like having friends that have similar morals and values as me is that I can have a safe place to write and tell collaborative stories without worrying about it going too far, you know, if that makes sense. And so that's something that I personally have just really enjoyed. It's a really good creative outlet for me personally. So
That's for sure
that I've really enjoyed.
Cool. Well, I'm curious to talk. I mean, there's plenty of things to talk about. We could just talk about, you know, various like stories and things you have from this, but I'm curious maybe if we have any thoughts on maybe negatives, cons to doing play by post, pitfalls, things to watch out for, or just things that are just like an inherent weakness that you just kind of have to figure out a way around. One thing that first comes to my mind is just like, you know, the delay, right? Sometimes you can just get to a point where someone's busy, someone is not responding for some random reason, who knows?
Major and life then, change.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it just suddenly it like puts a halt on some like major plot development or something, right? Like there's some important thing. Like for example, right now in the Weave Below, we have a character who was, you know, doing things. There was things happening in the background. His character introduced several characters that were interacting with other characters. And then he bowed out of our play by post. And I'm thinking through right now how I want to handle that. Like, it's been okay to just leave it on the back burner for a little while. It's something's happening in the background, but this next chapter we're going to start with the Weeb Below. Like, I have to figure out like what is actually going on with that character and where are we going to go with this now? Because I need to make it still matter. Obviously, yeah. So that's definitely a thing that pops up. It's nice when you have people who you know are going to try to be as consistent as possible. As opposed to like the random masses of the internet who know, like, you have no expectations as to whether or not they're gonna, you know, stick around.
Yeah, I think that's simultaneously a strength and a weakness, right? Like, one of the weaknesses of Play by Post is that they don't have much direction because there's not enough GMs around to, like, you know, you can't GM everything, right? So a lot of your scenes can't really change the setting at all unless the moderators that they're running it, and even then, you know, who knows. And anything that does change affects a lot of people who might not like that change, right? But also, if somebody leaves, the thread just ends and nobody really cares. You just go start a new one. So this is really not a big deal. In this, we have a lot more direction. Things change. Decisions you make matter. But also, if someone drops out, it's a lot more like a typical tabletop RPG where it's sort of awkward. You got to try and figure out how to make it make sense.
Still, even like with this, as opposed to a in person or through Zoom RPG, is probably still easier to keep going.
Sure.
Well, and especially with the Burning Wheel specifically, Burning Wheel does a really good job of, you know, collaborative storytelling, but also you can still kind of be on your own in a lot of places.
Yeah,
because the Burning Wheel cares about what you want to accomplish, and so
your characters, yeah.
Right, yeah. And so you can just focus on that. And if the other character is around, great. If not, then you can just focus on whatever you had going on. Yep. And it does lend itself to that very well.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any thoughts along those lines? Other things that might be pitfalls or?
I would say the same thing. You know, some of the cons is that some of those posts just kind of drop off, you know. And then, you know, at least for me with like some of the emotional things like with that, because like, you know, sometimes like I'll be super, I got my creative juices flowing and I'm like into it. I'll be responding like within an hour of somebody posting. Right. And then other times it'll be a week and a half, 2 weeks. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I remember this is just coming out of a place of honesty, like when I was doing play by post when I was in high school. It was I very much got almost in a very toxic mindset where like I would just sit in front of my computer and refresh the page because I was just like so bored. I had nothing else to do. And that became like my focus. It became like an obsession almost because I didn't want to do real world. I wanted to do fantasy world and I didn't have any other like outlet to do it. So it can get to a place where, you know, it can become unhealthy, but.
Now especially with the format, because like you never know when they're going to post, so it could be in 3 seconds. You know, you gotta stay at the computer, right?
And the other thing is, if you get bored enough waiting for them, you might just go start another thread or join, make another character, and then you just accumulated
and then that first one suffers.
Effort,
yeah,
right? Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I mean, you know, when they start posting another one, now you're trying to keep up with twice as much stuff as you were before, and it can really, especially if you have a lot of free time. It can destroy it because you're just accumulating more work basically because it sounds cool or is interesting and that's fine, but you now have to keep up with that or you're going to be dropping all those threads you just put up for no reason, right?
You guys don't have to be calling me out like this. This is
self-moderation. No, I'm talking mostly about things that I've done. I've done the same thing where I'm sitting there like just waiting.
And I'm really glad. I mean, not again. I know I keep hyping up the Burning Wheel here, but
no. Hey, this is a pro hyping up Burning Wheel podcast.
but it's very much like when I was doing play by post, and there was no format. The problem was a lot of times you would get like Mary Sue kind of characters. That was one of the reasons why our first website got destroyed was because there was this guy who's just like, I'm awesome at everything. And like, you guys have to do what I say. And like, we're like, no, that's not how that works. So we kicked him out of that one and then started a new one. But it was, that can sometimes become a problem. Whereas with the Burning Wheel, it really, you know, there's not, a lot of ability to do that. So having a system is really important, because otherwise you're going to face a lot of those cons of people just wanting to be like, well, I'm just awesome at everything. And I and then they exude all this main character energy and it's like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, that's a big thing. It's not feeling like you're the main character, because there's lots of other characters. And I honestly, it doesn't even have to be a dice system, because both of the ones that I was in had rules like that. Like you could, like the Fire Emblem one used Fire Emblem stats, and you had a certain amount of points basically you could assign, like a lot like an RPG. There just was no dice rolling. If you were arm wrestling someone with a higher level of strength than you, you just lost, unless you could come up with an interesting way to win, right? And there was like two main rules with that, right? Where it's like, you have to be respectful of the mechanics here, make it whatever's happening reasonable. And B, you can't, or A, and then B, you can't, it's no god moding. Basically, you can't write someone else's character's actions.
Right.
You can say what you attempt and what you're doing, but you can't react to them and you can't tell them what happens to them. That's up to them. So if you throw a punch, you throw a punch, and then they decide how it goes. But you also have to, they also have to respect the statistics that are set up so that you don't get things like that, right? Because those are very common issues otherwise, where you're like, cool, I'm just great at everything because nothing says I can't be. So you do want something.
Yeah, this Wikipedia article literally has like an example of this exact thing, right? It says, Bob punched Joe in the chest, knocking him over. Wrong. Bob swung a punch at Joe's chest, attempting to knock him over, right? Like that is honestly one of the key things about play by posts in general. If you're going to come away with one thing, it is you are writing your character's actions, no one else's. Your perspective, your viewpoint, your actions, what you're attempting to do, but and you're not even writing what you do if it comes up against the rules of the world, right? Like we can't decide as people, I jump over that thing. We try to do it and then gravity decides whether or not we actually succeed, right? In our physical ability or whatever. Like you have to treat it like you're not the author of the god. Yeah, god moding, right? You're not the god of this world. And even me as like the GM, I'm not allowed to tell unless I asked, right? Alyssa's character, this is what you're doing now. And he's like, no. I'm in charge of all the other people, but I'm not in charge of Alyssa's character. So.
And most games that allow you to do that, like for instance, Powered by the Apocalypse has times where the GM will just tell you what happens, right? Often. And, but there are mechanics that elicit that, that meet that power out, right? It's not something you can just do whenever you want. And there's a reason for that also, because you can also get bad GMs that are just like, I'm just telling a story and you're here to listen. It really is about just respecting other people's agency, right? Just like a tabletop role-playing game is.
Right,
but because there's less rules, oftentimes...
And because a lot of times, right, you're writing something and no one can just immediately interrupt what you're saying. Right? You can write a giant paragraph and it's all this stuff that your character is doing. And then someone has to come afterwards and be like, actually, everything you said is not true. And that's a thing that people don't want to do to other
awkward.
People, right? Like that's awkward. So be a good player right up on the front, because it's way harder to interrupt someone or like explain that, because you're writing giant posts at a time usually, or even like with a shorter post, like you still could just totally roll over someone and then people have to backtrack and retcon and that's never any fun for anybody. So, it's really interesting looking at I know I'm just reading off a Wikipedia article. How interesting. But it kind of follows the, like what mediums this thing has been, this type of game has been happening in since the 1980s. This has typically happened, right? Specifically like forums and bulletin boards type systems, right?
Right.
In the 1980s, that's when this really kicked off. And from there, right, it's been, I mean, even before that, people were doing play by mail, right? They would literally mail that's in. I have an old, and I have it somewhere in the back over here on the shelf. I have an old Dragon magazine back in the days of TSR. So 1970s, I guess it would be 1980s. But it's still like one of the things in there is literally you write out your turn in this Dungeons and Dragons game by mail, and mail it in, and then you get the turns back from like the game master, who's then reading everybody else's turn that's happening and then sending back. It was wild to read that article.
Crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
Jeez.
Wow.
But yeah, then from there, right, forum posts, and then play by email, right? You could do that sort of thing as well. Right. And then play by chat, right? Chat rooms, Discord has now become a major thing. It's been interesting. Some people do play by wiki, apparently. There's a site called Wet Paint that has been used for this. Basically, it's unique because the game master takes responsibility as the overall editor of the story. Plot holes can be avoided, and writing skills may not be as important for each writer because you're writing a Wikipedia entry or, you know, whatever this version of it would be. And then anyone can, like the person who's in charge, can just edit it, right? So, so that's an interesting way to do it. And then we did, I put this in a Google Doc after the fact, but, you could also do like a collaborative Google document, right? Because everybody can, comment and edit on a collaborative document like that.
That's actually a note to make that we've sort of dabbled in like just collaborative novel writing almost as an extension of that, right? If you have one or two people, you can just kind of, co-authoring a book is already a thing, but like as sort of a role play thing almost more. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting extension.
That was kind of the like initial idea for the thing that we're doing with Impossible Glory. So David and I were like,
all right,
we want to co-write a book like this and just use the Burning Wheel. And you know, me and Alyssa, we've talked about this too, right? And that's kind of what this is, because we're doing kind of one-on-one games in separate places, and it's just writing, kind of doing a collaborative novel writing, right? So it's a blast. I really like it. Sorry, what were you going to say, Alyssa?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that using a Google Doc was one of the ways that I wanted to try to start up line-by-line posts, but just didn't know how, and so it never got off the ground. But I'm glad with the way that we're doing it now. I think it works well, especially because with a Google Doc, the problem was where are you going to have, like, comments and stuff like that? Are you going to do, like, a two-column thing? Or, like, how are you, you know, the format that we're using, I think, works and has been... Yeah, enjoyable, and getting notifications too that like, okay, hey, somebody has, you know, responded to you is really nice, because then you're not, you know, going back to it all the time wondering if they've responded or not. So that's been nice for me at least.
Yeah, the forums that I was on, you'd get emails or people would often ping you in the Discord when they'd at you or whatever, when they posted and it was like your turn next.
Well, back in my day, we didn't even have Discord.
Yeah, when I was doing it, both of them had Discord channels, so that helped a lot.
And I'm curious, David, I just remembered this. Do you remember how far did you ever go with the Far Verona Discord thing that they had? They were doing like free playing game.
Yeah, stuff. Pretty... not quite as intense as some of them, but I mean, like, I literally... We had a conference call between us and another faction about something. This is the only time I did this. This happened regularly. I was only part of one of them because I was like one of the first five people in the Discord when it happened. So I played a hand in making up a lot of stuff, and you just decided your own ranks. There was no system. We were the first ones there. So we're like, cool. Well, I guess we're in charge. And honestly, new people, when they show up, they were okay with that. They asked us what their rank was. And we were like, I mean, it could be whatever you want. We're this. We obviously we weren't like you have to be a grunt, but some people wanted to be.
Right.
That was the most intense I ever got. I was like, that was like probably like a 2-hour thing, and I was like, okay, I don't think I'm gonna do this anymore. I just spent 2 hours voting on something random that didn't matter. But it was interesting. And we actually did some, like, they had this, like, a ball that was happening, and your character could go to that, and we would sort of, you know, basically just almost like we do, where we had different rooms, literally physical rooms represented by rooms in the Discord, and then, you know, you would go into that room and like see what's going on and talk to people. It was pretty fun.
For Alyssa reference, so it was a streaming, like people who did like streamed role-playing games, and they had a sci-fi campaign going on, and then they had a Discord chat thing that was basically like you were playing characters in the factions in this world as the regular game was going on like every week, like they were doing streamed games, and then whatever happened was happening in the faction game on this Discord, it would influence what happened in the real game and vice versa, right? And it ended up going like way, I think at one point they were like, the turns on this Discord are so far ahead that like it's just basically becoming the what's happening in the future of the streaming game. But I jumped on that for a little while and then was totally overwhelmed by how much was going on and didn't end up staying.
It was crazy.
But it sounded like people had a lot of fun with it.
And the best part about that was that the game integrated that system. There were mechanics for it. Like when the factions would vote on what they would do for their faction turn, which was a mechanical thing in the role-playing game that a GM could do in the background to decide what was going on in the world, except for we as the like fans got to decide what those factions were doing by voting. And then we would tell Adam Coppel, the GM, like, oh, this is what the faction does. And that's, it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, when you have that many people doing it, it was very involved, which is like Caleb said, it was very overwhelming. But you know, I guess that's real politics basically. It was about nothing, but it was,
well, and especially because I'm assuming these were random people online that you were meeting, correct?
Right.
I mean, and I'm assuming you became friends with them, but I'm just saying, like, when you have random people online, right, like, kind of what we were talking about earlier is that a lot of times some of these people have a lot of free time, and so
that's and you don't have as much. Yeah.
So you're like, I can't keep up with this. Which is a sad reality, but.
Yeah, you don't want to know what I just found. I was thinking about this. I was like, I remember a collaborative writing game thing like this that I discovered a while, like many years ago now, and tried it out a little bit. Never got too much into it because we would just rather play role playing games than do this. But
yeah,
it's a website called Storium, and it's set up like a game, right? But like it has its own little rules. They're all narrative based, so it's like, you know, your character is set up with, you can set up custom stories, but there's also like templates you can use. And it's basically like your character has certain strengths and weaknesses. And then there are certain objectives and goals in the story. And you basically assign, like when you write out a post and there's like a challenge you have to overcome or whatever, like the game master or the top author of the story is like posting like, okay, here's a challenge. You have to overcome the challenge. Then you would write out the post and then plop in your strength and you're like, this is how I'm overcoming the challenge. We did one of these, David. I found an old story game thing that we started doing in 2017, way long ago.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah. And it was us doing,
hope that I can get there one day. Hey, remember this role-playing game? Oh yeah, that sounds so cool. We did one.
Yeah.
We've jumped around a lot.
Yeah. it was set on the Teluk Skyward world, and you were playing a world hopper. We went back and forth for like five posts and then never went any further with it, but like I have like art and stuff I put on here, and you had a character art you found. Like, there's a whole little snippet of a scene that we have going on here. It's so funny. I was like, I remember this website, and then I saw like, oh, this is a game that we started. That's so funny.
It's amazing. Yeah, we've dabbled in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So, but from when I remember looking at this website, it looked really cool. I'm honestly surprised it's still up. It's been a long time, but it looks like it's still active. People are like, they've been posting updates and things on like forums and stuff, talking about like, here's a way that we're dealing with X problem in the community right now, and here's a patch we did. So check out storium.com if you're interested in this sort of thing. That might be a fun thing to check out. I just thought that was a fun little blast from the past. Do we have any other like fun stories or vignettes that we can share from our time doing these sorts of things?
Oh gosh. So many.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of like my one of my favorite stories that we did actually one of them actually had a conclusion, which amazing. Was awesome, you know. Amazing. But it was so simple, though. It was such a simple story. And what I loved about it was my friend Bree who started the story. And basically the story was, my dog has been kidnapped by the SP, like the dog shelter, and we need to go rescue my dog. That was the story. And I loved the simplicity of it. We all came up with characters, and then ended up turning into like a version, like a modern day version of Emma. And that's where I discovered my love of like romance and matchmaking and such. But yeah, we actually had like a fun conclusion to that story, and it was just so ridiculous, you know, because we're a bunch of teenagers trying to write a story together. But that was one of my favorites, one that actually had a conclusion. Other ones were just random and kind of just truly, truly just chaotic. Yeah, and we had an end for the Star Wars one, and that one was pretty fun, but yeah, that one was really difficult because like doing battle scenes was particularly hard with no mechanics system.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
You know, we all just kind of had to, you know, agree that like, you know, we would write it, and one of you would had to
choose to lose,
basically. Yeah.
One of these days, Alyssa, we need to do the Star Wars Burning Wheel hack with you.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, that was.
I'm not as big of a Star Wars fan as I used to be, for sure. Right. Disney has really ruined a lot of it.
Killed it. Yeah,
we won't be playing in that so era.
No, anyways, no.
It's just too much. Yeah. You started with a good thing, and then you just overdid it, and it's just too much. But yeah, I mean, that was probably one of my, those are some of the stories that I really enjoyed. The Pirates of the Caribbean one was absolutely ridiculous. At some point, one of the guys was claiming he was pregnant, and like, it was just like really weird. He was claiming that he was pregnant with my child. And I'm like, but you're a dude, you know, and that's how random it was. It was just absolutely insane. It was interesting to say the least.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the ones that we're doing right now. Especially like David and I have had a blast doing playing with Caliphas in and We Below, making up all sorts of fun little Hellbreaker things to throw in. Earlier in the episode we were talking about, I think it was Alyssa who said this, the idea, perspective, talking about perspective, right? And how like it shifts, you think the scene is going to go one way and it goes completely the other way. This, I did a scene with Josh Lang with Saris, Saris, right? Yeah.
I never know what I'm going to get with Josh.
I know. But it's so, he's so fun to play with because I never understand the thing that goes on in his brain when he decides things, but it all, like, he has explanations for it. I'm just like not expecting it. We were playing out the scene with Sungasu, the spider guy.
Spider, yeah.
And he came in and was like going to make a deal, try to get some venom from him and like do something from him. And Sungasu was acting like a spider. I was playing him like a spider, right? Like kind of being sneaky and sly. He's like, I'm being manipulative, like a spider would. And Saris just like immediately was like, you know what? Screw all of this. I hate you. I don't agree with a single thing you say. Like how dare you ask me to do something for you? And I was like so confused. I was like, are we okay? Like, did I do something wrong? And he's like, no. Saris just really doesn't like it when people aren't straight and blunt. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. But like, it's fun. It's fun to have those moments where like I write out this whole thing and I'm like, especially with Josh Lang, like I read out this whole thing and I'm like, I see where this is going. I'm going to do a little bit of like hinting here. And then Josh as Saris will be like, that's stupid. Why would you think that way? And I'm like, you're probably right, Josh, but I thought I was being clever.
Well, because again, it's like, you know, just how certain characters would react.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Marlena probably would have reacted totally different way. She'd been like, oh, okay.
Yes. And that's what I really like. I think we did, right? We did with We Below before we did Death and Madness with Josh. And what's his face? What was his character's name in that game? who's the Hagiel, whatever his actual name was. The guy you ended Joser? Up being the guy. Yeah, Joser. Thank you. Oh my goodness. I
sorry, I was waiting for you to get there.
No. Just you should have told me. But those characters are completely different from each other. And it was at that point, because that I was like, I now know two very different characters that Josh plays. I was like, okay, this isn't just Josh. He was just playing Saris to the hilt and being like as blunt as possible. And anyway, yeah, it is really funny just think about perspective, especially with a play by post, as we said, like having time to stew on a post and think it's going to go one way. And then, you know, Seth will come in and be like, actually, I want to go in this completely other direction. Let's do that instead. You know, all that sort of stuff is fun.
I found that helps writing too. Like I've literally I did a lot more role playing that before I did writing. Like I've had scenes where I'm writing it and then I write the character doing something different than what I had just intended for him to do 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Because now that we're in the scene, I'm like, oh yeah, no, he would do this. And it really helps to have that perspective instead of, I think, where most people start, where they're just like, this is where the scene is going. Mm-hmm. And that everyone just goes towards that direction, regardless of whether or not it makes sense. And I think it really helps to be used to relinquishing some control of the narrative to be able to write characters that do things believably.
Yeah. And really what that does is it creates a more believable world, right? Mm-hmm. When that happens, when you have true conflicts like that come up, you know, when you because characters are so dynamic and have different perspectives. And so when you only have one person writing different perspectives, sometimes it can get a little tricky because you're mm-hmm. like, okay, I got to, you have to think of a million different perspectives to try to make it a realistic world. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I like about collaborative storytelling is it's like, yeah, so it just, you truly just don't know where it's going to go. And I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I especially think it's like, because of the play-by-post nature of it, it's been really fun for me GMing these because I have so much more time to think about all of these mm-hmm. scenes. And, you know, with it's a different skill set. It's a different thing. It's not necessarily better or worse than doing it in person. There are pros and cons to each. I have so much more time to look at everybody's beliefs, think really deeply about what control F the documents that we've had before. It's like, did we talk about this already? And then like find the one obscure line I wrote like three sessions ago. And I'm like, oh, perfect. I can bring this back. It's so much easier to do that with play by posts.
Yeah.
Than it is with an in-person role-playing game. So I really like it for the concrete note-taking it allows me. It's much easier to reference things that have happened in the past and think for a while about what's going to happen next, as opposed to having to come up with something immediately. So, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
And it can be a con when you think too much and then you delay things or you overthink or something like that, right?
Yeah, of course.
It can be nice to be just pressured in a regular role-playing game just to have it answer right away. And then that can also lead to interesting directions that you weren't planning on taking. But it is fun to see that how the different mediums will like lend itself to different styles of how to GM and how to play. It's a blast. I love these.
Yeah, they're good.
Any other final thoughts as we kind of wind down here?
I think so for me.
No, I don't think so. Do them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, give them a try. And, you know, there's different tools for finding them. There are websites that are just about finding Discord channels that are for that, if that's what you want. They are usually pretty good about telling you whether or not what kind of content is going to be in it. You know, whether there's age restrictions or whatever. It's usually pretty good about that kind of stuff. I've looked through a lot more play-by-posts than I've done because I've been interested in trying them, and I look through them and I'm like, this one's not for me. And so I've seen a lot of different like methods of, you know, being like, oh yeah, you know, okay, if you want to do something weird, do it over here. Or they're like, no weird stuff at all. There's a lot of that kind of stuff to look for because, you know, you're probably going to be playing with people you don't know. Like Liz was saying, it's nice to know that you're in a place for the people that are there.
You have particular guidelines. Yeah.
Yeah. Engaging in content that you want to engage with. Just keep an eye on those kind of things if you're looking for one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just do what I did. You know, start five, six, seven different ones, you know?
Yeah.
One's bound to stick.
Yeah.
Or maybe all five will stick and then you'll have no life.
All, Yeah, right? Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm headed. It's fine.
Yeah, and I mean, if you can start one with a group of friends, you know, that is probably the best way to do it. But
yeah, I've found through the online communities, specifically like not just like random online communities, but like people I know through social media and stuff, like had and have like on our community Discord and on Twitter and whatnot, slowly collating a group of people who I know are interested in this sort of thing. And then we've interacted before a number of times that I know, like, oh, they'd be a cool person to have on. That's how I put together Weebelow originally, is just asking about it on the Discord. And then, yeah, I mean, it's been a really, really fun experience, doing it like this. Allowed me to do a lot of writing, a lot more GMing, which I wanted to do. Like, it's always been one of the most frustrating things to me when like a game gets canceled, because I'm like, this is my favorite thing to do. Role playing games are my favorite thing to do. And if I'm like waiting and building up to something, yeah, and I'm like, I'm ready for the session, and then it gets canceled last minute, especially, it's just like, oh, it got to the point where I was just so frustrated. And I was like, you know what? I want to have the ability to like be thinking about a game whenever I want to, or like I can just switch to all these different ones. And it's, you know, it's filled up my time. I'm pushing against the edges of my limits here, but I'm still really, really enjoying the ability to just be like, okay, it's this part of the week. I'm thinking about this game now. In my free time, right? Like, this is what I'm going to focus on. And then as soon as that time period passes and we do a session of Terra Invicta, and then I'm like, okay, sounds good. I don't have to think about Terra Invicta for a little while. I'm going to think about this other thing. And then as soon as that's done, I can be like, okay, now I'm going to think about this play by post, and then just kind of switch back and forth and keep my mind active and having fun with all of these as I just switch between them constantly. I just love telling stories. I love doing it with people. And these have been great to just do that constantly. So it's been a lot of fun.
Nice.
Well, on that note, thank you guys for watching, and we hope you're inspired to play more play by post games. See you next time.
Yeah. Adios.